The drug rapamycin is used to prevent rejection of transplanted organs, but it also has the effect of extending lifespan, although we don't know exactly how at this stage. We also don't know whether this longevity-boosting effect occurs equally in males and females. At higher or lower doses, whether a short course of the drug is as good as lifelong use, or if the age at which treatment begins makes a difference. Matt Kaeberlein from the University of Washington recruited a cohort of middle-aged mice to investigate.
So rapamycin is a compound that was isolated on Easter Island, or Rapa Nui. That's where it gets its name, rapamycin. It's isolated from a bacterium called Streptomyces hygroscopicus, and it is a specific inhibitor of this protein called TOR, which stands for target of rapamycin. And you can think of it as a molecule in the cell that involves sensing the nutrients that are available in the environment and then helping the cell decide how to respond appropriately to how much nutrient is around. So when there's lots of nutrients around, lots of food around, that's a good time to grow, divide if you're a cell, reproduce if you're an organism, and that turns TOR activity up. The opposite of that is when there's not a lot of food around, that's a good time to stop growing, become stress resistant, and it turns out live longer. And so rapamycin is a drug that kind of mimics that low food or low nutrient condition.
What does it do in the bacterium living on Easter Island that makes it?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think people don't really know the answer to that. It's been speculated that it is a way to help that bacteria actually compete against fungi that are also in the soil. So it doesn't slow down the division of bacterial cells because bacterial cells don't have this TOR in their cells. It's a molecule that is only present in the cells of eukaryotic organisms. So cells like fungi, rapamycin might slow down those cells' ability to divide and allow the bacteria to compete better.
Now, we know that if you restrict calories for an individual, they do appear to live longer. Lifespan can be extended. So Are you arguing that rapamycin in some way apes or mimics that process?
So certainly I think everybody would agree that to some extent rapamycin does mimic caloric restriction. We know that caloric restriction turns down TOR activity, and we also know that rapamycin does that. My sort of view is that caloric restriction and rapamycin have overlapping but also distinct mechanisms of action.
So what did you do in the present study to see what it would do in mice?
We obtained middle-aged mice. We aged them to 20 months of age, and then we split them into two groups. One group got a control treatment, and the other group got rapamycin for 3 months. And then we stopped the treatment, and we just kind of watched to see what would happen. And our prediction was that this short-term treatment with rapamycin would increase lifespan and improve at least some measures of health. And that's exactly what we saw. So we tested a couple of different doses, but the take-home message is that in both experiments, we saw increase in lifespan, and we also saw improvements in some measures of muscle function. So it looks like short-term treatment with rapamycin in middle-aged mice is enough to give long-term benefits.
Now, when you say there was a longevity effect, it prolonged the life of these animals. Mm-hmm. By how much? I mean, what are we talking here? A matter of weeks, months, or even years?
Yeah. So it depended a little bit on the dose and the cohort, but the biggest effect that we saw was in the male mice at the highest dose. So they got the drug for 3 months, and their absolute lifespan was increased by about 140 days. So that works out to about a 15% increase in total lifespan, or a 60% increase in life expectancy, where we're defining life expectancy as the length of life after the treatment was stopped.
And do you anticipate that had you wound back the clock further and started with younger mice, that the gain would have been even more profound, or do you think it would be about the same?
That's a really good question. So my guess is it would be about the same. It might be a little bit bigger, but I don't think it would be a lot bigger. And in fact, again, this magnitude of effect that we saw from this short-term treatment is pretty close to what has been published for lifelong treatment starting at 9 months of age with this drug.
So having managed to defer death in these animals, what did they die of?
So we don't completely know the answer to that question. What we do know in this case is that particularly in the female mice, they showed very striking changes in the kinds of cancer that they died with. The female mice getting the high dose of rapamycin had many more hematopoietic cancers or cancers of the immune system than the control-treated mice. So we believe that that contributed to their death and caused them not to have a lifespan extension from rapamycin. So that's interesting. The other thing that was really unexpected and interesting, though, was that they were completely protected against non-hematopoietic cancers. Only one of the female mice in the entire cohort that had gotten rapamycin had a non-hematopoietic tumor. And so that suggested to us that what rapamycin did in those animals is it shifted the cancer spectrum so that there was an increase in these immune cancers and a dramatic decrease in other kinds of cancers.
Matt Kaeberlein.